This is evening song. This is the time at the end of the day to offer the most beautiful prayers that we can muster. A time to praise God with a joyful noise. Now, I want to admit that evensong can be an acquired taste. It does take a certain amount of comfort with listening to engage in this form of worship. And I'll confess that I was not a fan of evensong until I started officiating regularly at the National Cathedral in Washington. Nearly every evening of the week at the Episcopal Cathedral in Washington, they offer evensong. Mondays, the boy choir will sing, and then Tuesday, the girls, and Wednesday, the boys and the band, and Thursday, the girls and the band, and on Sundays, they would kind of alternate in turn to which choirs would sing. Well, when I started serving at the National Cathedral in 2006, I was assigned Tuesdays. Nearly every Tuesday for 2 years, I would end my day in the great choir singing evensong. And it took me some time to truly appreciate this form of worship, but I am won over. I am a big fan now. The joy of making music and the joy of praising God merge together into this sublime combination. What a joy it is to be here with all of you tonight. Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, Ken and Rosemary and Frank. Thank you, Cynthia. Now, this story that we just heard from Luke's Gospel is all about joy. The joy of two expectant mothers, Elizabeth and Mary. Joy is a recurring theme in Luke's Gospel, and the joy of these two expectant parents is how the whole story starts. Now, Luke's project in writing his Gospel is to tell the most comprehensive version of Jesus' life story. And most scholars agree that Luke was written after Mark and Matthew, and that he probably had those two versions as a reference. So Luke begins his whole story by saying, and here I'm paraphrasing, "I know many have undertaken to set down an orderly account of this great story, but I've read everything. Scripture, eyewitness accounts, just as they were handed down to us. And I've also done my own very careful and thorough investigation. And so, here it is, the truth about Jesus, the Son of the Most High." And then after that beginning of the Gospel, in chapter 1, he gives us these two birth stories, John the Baptist and Jesus. And the story goes that Elizabeth, Mary's relative, was getting on in years, Thomas said. And she and Zechariah had not had any children. So an angel visits Zechariah and predicts the birth of his son, but he doubts this amazing news. And so the angel strikes him mute until after the baby is born. Well, while Elizabeth is pregnant, Mary goes on a visit. Mary gets a visit from the very same angel. The angel tells Mary that she is to have a son, even though she had never been with a man. And the angel says to prove that nothing is impossible for God, even her older relative Elizabeth is going to have a child. Confusion, mystery, and joy abound in this story. Joy, because Luke tells us that nothing is impossible for God. Nothing. Well, we already heard the choir sing that wonderful prayer called the Magnificat, My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. This is Mary's prayer, and it is a song of praise. God has favored a lowly servant. Mary says, I am blessed because of this gift. The Mighty One has done great things. God shows mercy and strength. God brings down the proud and lifts up the humble. God fills the hungry and sends the rich away empty. And God is true. God is true to the people. And God remembers God's promises. Now, it is this prayer of praise and joy that is always at the heart of the Evensong service. Because what greater prayer can we offer to God than singing with joy of God's steadfast love? Praise be.